Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hello everyone, good morning boys and girls, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. Obviously, I'm Robbie, your English fluency mentor and your friend, and today I'm bringing you another English idiomatic expression video. And this time around, we're going to look at the following English phrase you can use in your daily conversations. It came to light that. Or the alternative version of the same phrase, it's come to light that. Depending on the context, but you shouldn't be too worried about it. You just take one version, the main one, which is it came to light that, and don't rack your head, don't rack your brain about which version you should be choosing, right? Just go with the one, it came to light that. And if you really want to find out how to use it and how to memorize it and how to become a true master of the English language, just stay with me for a few moments more and you're gonna find it all out. Hello and welcome back, my friends. So the expression it came to light that simply means, I'm not gonna tell you what it means. I'm gonna give you an example sentence and you'll be able to see for yourself what it means, right? So I was talking to one of my new work colleagues yesterday. As a matter of fact, I've started a new job recently, and for those who've been told by me recently on YouTube that I was gonna quit my job and I was gonna focus on English Harmony 24/7. Unfortunately, life has a different plan for me and I had to take up another job simply because of my financial pressures and everything, but that's life, right? And I'm not complaining. It's a good thing, right? It's good to actually have a job these days because so many people are unemployed and I'm not the kind of person who would be just sitting at home collecting social welfare payments and doing nothing, right? I have to be constantly on the go. I have to be out there doing something, meet new people, and any change is actually good. So basically when I was talking, I'm getting too fast in my speech, and you see, my friends, you can't speak too fast because you run the risk of stuttering, stumbling upon words. So you always have to manage your fluency, keep your speech steady, right? And I still go by the same principles every day of the week, and I still manage my own fluency, because even though I've been a fluent speaker for a good few years now, I still have my moments, right? Anyway, I was talking to my work colleague and it came to light that there's been a couple of people before me on the same team who've been there for a long, long time, 9 years to be more specific, right? And then they were just transferred onto the day shift. You see, I'm going to be working nights now. And it came to light that two guys were working there for 9 years, which is a very, very long time. If you consider night shift begins at around 8 o'clock and ends at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? But it's not too bad, to be honest with you. I've had night job, singular, right? When I had to finish at 8 o'clock and then sit in the car and have an hour and a half's drive home, which was very dangerous. I'm sorry. I just need my morning coffee dose because I came home at 3 o'clock last night, right? Half 3 to be more specific. But anyway, that was the first example. It came to light that something had happened, right? So, what it means? As you can see, it clearly means that it just transpired. I just found out that something happened. So that's what this expression is all about. It came to light that something happened simply means I found out that something happened or had happened, right? But don't get too bogged down on these English tenses. Just speak simply. There's nothing wrong with simplified English. Don't use perfect tenses if you're not ready for it. And You may want to check out this article, and there's a video as well where I'm talking about using simpler grammar tenses first and then moving on to the more difficult ones. If you're not ready for the more complicated kind of English grammar yet, right? And speaking of my new job, right? When I started looking for it, I didn't even know that I was going to be working during nights. I went to the recruitment agency, as you do when you seek for a new job, right? Signed up. And then I was under the impression that I would be doing a normal day job, right? It's not to say that my job is not normal, but I'm saying that more often than not, on 9 occasions out of 10, people would be offered daytime positions, right? And then a couple of weeks later, it came to light that the new position that I had been told about was a night job. But I was not going to refuse. I was not going to tell them, listen, I can't do night jobs and I'm going to be very choosy and give me a day job. No. Night jobs have actually their perks. A perk is an advantage, right? One of them being a slightly higher pay, right? People are paid a little bit extra to do the night job, which is a great thing, right? We always need money, and finishing at 3 o'clock in the morning is not so bad after all, right? It's as if you had gone to a party and came home late, right? So it's no bother, meaning it's no problem, right? And for instance, this morning I got up before 9 o'clock, right? It's pretty normal, right? I went to bed at 4, got up before 9, I got 4.5 hours sleep or thereabouts, which is not very great, but then again, I'm going to grab a few more hours in late afternoon to get my body prepared for the next shift, which begins tonight. So there's that, right? And let me think of another example, but before that, I need my caffeine boost. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to be rude, but that's what I need, right? And on top of that, my mouth is getting dry, right? So it came to light. Let me give you an example of using it's come to light. It's pretty much the same thing. The only difference being when you're using it came to light, it's used in context of a series of events. You're telling a story about past events, what happened, and then you tell them one thing. I went there, I did that, and then I spoke to someone, and then it came to light that, and that's when you use the simple past. It came to light. I went to work, I spoke to my new work colleague, and then it came to light that two guys before me had been there for 9 years, which is a long time, and I was very impressed about that, right? But it's come to light that. That's how you would begin a sentence. It's come to light that whatever I'm going to say now is going to be totally fictional, right? I'm going to make it up on the go. I'm going to improvise. It's come to light, or recently it's come to light, that our new prime minister had been involved in a corruption scandal 5 years ago. So he had to resign pretty much immediately after spending just a few days in the office, right? So basically, there's no events that would have preceded, meaning precede means happened before your statement in relation to as to what had come to light, right? You're not saying, I went there, I spoke to that person, and then it came to light that, but you just begin your sentence with, it's come to light that, basically, you can start that sentence that way when you speak to someone. It sounds a little bit formal, conversationally, when speaking to a friend. You'd rather tell them, listen, I found out that our new prime minister, and so on and so forth, right? But recently, it's come to light, that's probably what you'd hear on a newscast, right? On news, on TV. Recently, it's come to light that blah, 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 right? Our prime minister had been involved in a drug scandal 15 years ago. This is obviously totally fictional. But then who knows? Maybe there are some high-seating, well, how do you say, high-seated people or high-seating people. You see, my English is not perfect either. There are some things that I struggle with at times. And what I would do now is, after recording this video, I would actually go online and look it up and see what way you actually say high-seated persons, high-seating. I can just do it right now. And this is how you verify validity of new English expressions and collocations, right? You speak and then you say something that you're not really sure of, and then you look it up in quotation marks. Remember, that's the rule of thumb when looking up something on Google, right? Highly sitting. No, nothing comes up. Highly seated people. Let me see. No, only 10 results, which means it's a totally invalid, right? Maybe it was high-seated people or something. 183 results, but it's still not good enough. People in high places. That's the expression I was actually thinking of, right? Maybe there is one involving these exact words, high-seated people or something like that, but people in high places. People in high places, there you go. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, 2,230,000 results, right? So that's the expression I was kind of thinking of, right? My brain was on the right path. It kind of knew what my mouth had to say, but for some reason or another, and it just happens, I just couldn't say it, right? But then people in high places, right? And then I have to repeat it a good few times. People in high places, people in high places. Surely there have been people in high places who've been involved in drugs-related scandals, right? And after that, they had to resign. Surely there are incidents like that happening all over the world every now and then, right? So, yeah, that's that, my friends. I hope now you have a clear picture of how this particular English expression, it came to light, has to be used, right? And also the alternative version, it's come to light that basically the difference is the first one is used in a story where events follow each other. You go somewhere, you talk to someone, and then it comes to light that something had happened, right? But when you begin a sentence, you just say it's come to light that, or recently, or last month. No, actually, last month it came to light, right? That's English grammar. When you specify a specific time, then you actually use simple past, right? But when you just begin a sentence, you just say, it's come to light that, and then followed by whatever you want to say, right? Okay, I'm not going to be too lengthy this time around. I'm going to finish my video right now. And obviously, if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to publish them in the comments section below, my friends, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.